Well, hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here in the History 296 podcast. This is the podcast for History of Modern Korea. For today, I just want to use this episode to say hello, provide just a short introduction about the course and talk a little bit about how we're going to be using these podcasts in the course. And yeah, I'm going to look forward to seeing everyone in class starting on Monday. So in this class, firstly about the podcast, right? I'll explain a little bit more when we meet, but the class is going to work roughly in weekly modules. We'll talk more about that when we meet on Monday. And what I'm going to try to do is around this time, the end of the week before, maybe Thursday, Friday at the latest, upload a 10 to 20 minute podcast that tries to introduce the theme of the week, some of the key topics and questions, kind of get the ball rolling for our discussions and readings and so forth that week. And then have you guys respond or provide some questions or comments on the podcast or maybe some of the readings. And that really sets us up nicely to kind of launch into things when we begin each week on Monday. Right. And for today, week one, we're going to be trying to spend some time in the first week just thinking about the words that define the course, right? The course is called History of Modern Korea. And we're going to be trying to think a little bit about what we mean by history, what we mean by modern, and what we mean by Korea. I'm going to spend some time talking about that on Monday and perhaps even into Wednesday of next week. So I don't want to take too much time right here. This is just a brief introduction. But if you're able to listen to this, hopefully before you come to class on Monday, maybe just reflect a little bit or think a little bit about that. What you know, because these are all words that I think we're very familiar with individually: history, modern, Korea. But what do we mean by them? And these are words that, again, have perhaps some, you know, seem kind of obvious what they mean. But when we start asking, well, what do we mean by history? How do we study history? What do we focus on? What makes something history? In terms of academic enterprise, or what defines the kind of choices we make when doing history, and how does that shape our understanding of the past, and how, you know, what is the purpose of history, right? Is it to learn about the past? Is it to think about how the past shapes the future? Is it to do both? Should we focus on elites and the people who have power and kind of sit at the top of the social hierarchy? Or is history much more better understood as trying to understand the lives and experiences of everyday people? And I think, you know, moving to the word modern, it gets even more complicated. What do we mean when we say modern, or what do we mean by modernity? And how is the modern era different from eras before, and what distinguishes it? And, you know, doesn't everybody think they're living in modern times? Like, if you were born in 1,000 years ago, if you were born in 2021? If you were born in 1,021, 1,000 years ago, maybe you would think, I'm living in real modern times, not like those people in 800, right? So why is our modern different than other people's moderns? There's good answers maybe to that, but that's something else to think about. And Korea, here we are in Japan. Korea and Japan have a long and intimate history, if not always a, perhaps, you know, best of relations, to put it mildly. And we're definitely going to be talking about some of the history. The history of Korea is, you know, inseparable from the history of modern Japan, in many ways, right? And so that's certainly going to be a large part of our course, jumping in right at the beginning of the late Joseon Dynasty, where part of the major shifts was the increasing influence that Japan, along with China, began to have on Joseon society in much more direct ways than anything that had occurred in the past. So obviously Korea is a known quantity. It's a neighboring country of Japan. But thinking a little bit more deeply, what do we mean? What does it mean? What do we mean by Korea? you know, and we're going to do a little review of some of the history going back before the periods we're going to be focusing on. But Korea actually comes from the term Goryeo, which the Goryeo dynasty was, you know, dominant in on the Korean peninsula over, you know, beginning about 1,000 years ago, roughly. And so the word Korea itself comes from a dynasty that was ruling Korea in over 1,000 years ago. So what, also a way to say, what do we mean when we say Korea? And what does that imply? And how has our understanding of what Korea is changed? Because certainly if you went back 90, 100 years ago, very few people were calling it Korea. Largely probably was called Joseon, right? I think that is enough to hopefully get your mind kind of working in this direction of some of the things we're going to try to do. And I think this will set us up nicely as we proceed into some of the more substantive areas of focus in the course and what it means to study modern Korean history or a history of modern Korea. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing everybody bright and early at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening, and see you then.